Welcome to the Try Self-Love podcast. I'm your host, Becky Barber, and I'm a master life and loss coach.
And I'm your host, Kristen Dicker. I'm a mental wellness coach.
The term self-love can be misleading, but we're here to set the record straight.
Each episode, we will help you to make self-love more accessible in your day-to-day life.
Let's get to it.
Hi there. Welcome to Try Self-Love. This is Kristen, and I'm here with my lovely, wonderful friend and co-host, Becky Barber. How are you today, Becky?
I am doing great. How are you, Kristen?
I'm great. I'm really great. I'm so excited to talk about what we're talking about today, which is usually the case. I'm always pretty excited to talk about whatever we're talking about, so.
I think that's a good sign. If we're both excited, then it's a good topic.
Right. Oh, totally. And one of the really important parts of loving ourselves is really honoring ourselves, honoring what we want and what's best for us. This kind of falls in line a lot with having good boundaries instead of weak boundaries and choosing ourselves and not abandoning ourselves. So for this holiday season, the theme is gifts, and we want to talk about the gift of honoring yourself today. So Becky, what does it mean to you to honor yourself?
Wow, that's such a good question that you just threw at me. Let's see. I better bring my A game here. It's interesting, as we've done this over the last year and a half, I think my answer is probably different now than it used to be, but that's good because, as we've said before, self-love is a continuum. So I think honoring yourself to me is, you know, I'm a try to be a spiritual person. So if I know I should be doing something, I try to do it, whether or not other people are going to approve or like it. And so honoring the version of me that I want to be, which is kind and loving and supportive of others and of me. So instead of always putting everybody first and trying to make everybody else happy, which is an impossibility, I just try and do the things that I know will bring me peace and help me become the person that I want to be. So I think that's important. Is it's like each day adding to that person that I want to be. That's how I honor myself.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can definitely agree with what you're saying. And a thing about choosing what's best for us is we can do it in a self-loving way, right? Instead of a selfish, self-seeking way. And sometimes people who try to take advantage of those of us who choose ourselves, they will use manipulation and other kinds of abusive tactics to tell us that when we're choosing ourselves and our own agenda, we're being selfish. And that creates a feeling of guilt for in somebody who is a pleaser. But the truth is, when you're just, you know, acting your own self-assertive way, and you're doing things that are good for you, that are healthy for you, you're not harming anybody. You're not trying to hurt somebody else by choosing to take care of yourself and honor yourself. Choose your what's yes for you and what's best for you. And that might hurt other people who really want you to do it their way. But that's not your intention when you're choosing to honor yourself. Your intention is to be peaceful and to just do what you need to do to be healthy, right? So as a former very, very severe people pleaser, I will say that I have been caught in a lot of situations where I felt so guilty about saying no that I couldn't choose myself. And what happened was I was resentful, really sad. I would always like push my feelings under the rug. And I learned that creating boundaries creates self-worth and self-confidence. And when you feel confident and worthy, you're not out to hurt anyone else. Those who aren't feeling good about themselves and need other people to prop them up are going to feel like you're doing something wrong if you're not propping them up. So it's always about building up our own self-worth individually so that we can help each other out, but we're not there to carry somebody else on our back. We need to carry ourselves and then support other people. That's great. You know, be kind, like you said. So yeah, that's what that means to me.
I want to add something. I was just thinking as you were talking, I really like what you're saying. And, you know, we are both proponents of like not selfishly choosing yourself, because that's not self-love, but like lovingly choosing yourself so that you can then offer true love to others instead of, as you were saying, like obligatory love tinged with resentment. But I was just thinking, like, I want to be me, a me that I can trust. That is another way to honor myself. Is like, I know how I'm going to respond, how I want to respond. Those are going to be the same. Like, who I am is the same in all situations. Instead of like morphing into what I think the other person expects, just do I trust? Do I have that self-trust with me? That's an important part I wanted to add.
Yes. Thank you for bringing up the self-trust. Learning to trust yourself and have your own back and being your own protector is a great way of honoring yourself. You honor your own best interests, and because not everybody in reality has your own best interests at heart. But, and we teach people how to treat us. That's Dr. Phil, by the way, I'm just saying. So truly, it's true, right? It's if I'm an adult and I'm allowing you to treat me a certain way, because I'm not saying no, because I feel guilty or afraid that you're going to abandon me, then that's on me. The person that you, people in, like, who are pleasers think, well, they should just know that I don't like being treated this way. No, if you don't say it, people don't know. They assume, oh, that she must be like being treated this way, so I'll continue doing it. This may or may not be a conscious thing coming from the other person, right? And we feel resentful of the person who doesn't automatically read our mind and know, well, I would never treat him like that. Why does he treat me this way? Because you're letting him treat you that way is why. That is the reason why. And I'm sorry if that's a hard pill to swallow, but that is the truth. And we suffer when we allow people, when we have expectations of people who cannot live up to our expectations. And if we don't tell them what we need and want and what our desires are, then that's on us. It's very important to communicate to people what you need. If they don't respect it, that's another thing. You have to like feel strong enough to say, if I don't get my needs met, I am going to walk away. Having the strength to say, here's where my line is. If it gets crossed, I'm walking. I'm leaving the situation, in any situation. And that's the hardest thing for people. People will consciously let their boundaries get walked on and say, well, I've been so committed to this person. This is my job. But it's about self-love. And if this job or this person or this situation isn't working for you and serving your best interests, you might have to make some hard decisions. But it's about being brave enough to say, if this doesn't go the way I need it to go, I need to do something different. So that's a hard one, but it helps everyone in the room have more respect for you. And if they're not the kind of people that have respect, then they won't respect you and you don't want to be around them anyway.
Yeah, some of these situations you're describing, they're a good and hard wake-up call, right? Like, no one's going to be excited to recognize, wait, I have some dysfunctional relationships in my life. But it's actually an opportunity to grow yourself further along this path of self-love. And you're right, as we change and evolve, if the people around us aren't also changing and evolving, there might come a time where you'll have to say, I love you and I can't do this. And I'm not saying go get divorced or any of that. Like, we're not proposing anything for anyone. Like, you have to decide for yourself. But we hope that it can be resolved. We hope that the people you've surrounded yourself with are also trying to be on this path. It just gets really hard because as you become more aware, there's a lot more pain, perhaps, that you're going to have to deal with that maybe you've been burying your head in the sand over.
Yeah, and there's a lot more pain that you may have to inflict on someone else in order to have your own needs met. But what's the price that you're paying right now? In the short term, you're going to have less conflict when you're saying yes to something you don't want to say yes to. But in the long run, it's going to cause more pain because you're just going to bottle up all that anger and resentment and explode. And then, you know what I mean? So it's sort of like just what's best for you long term. And we don't always know. When we're in a situation that's not good for us, kind of toxic or poisonous for us, we always want to believe that, you know, it can be the way it was when it was wonderful. We always want to believe that. And, you know, as we go along, if the relation, if we change and the other party doesn't change with us and grow with us and is still toxic, then it might be time to say, look, I really, it was going great. It really was. I really expected this to be the thing for me forever, but now it's not. It's actually very devastating for me now. You know, just face reality, because if you've gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, having your boundaries crossed, not honoring yourself and trying to just appease the other person, and you're still being blamed for it, or you're still thinking it's your fault for this, it's eating away at you and causing a lot of pain inside of your body, inside of your mind, and in your soul. It's just eating away at you, right? So yeah, I'm not proposing anyone go out and like just break up their relationship or quit their job, you know, or anything like that if it's not right for you. But just, you know, you have to assess for yourself what is working for you and what's not, and how you can honor yourself best. You might be able to have communication with the people that are involved here and set things straight. But I think the important thing is then communicate it. Communicate what you need. And if they listen and respect it, great. You'll have a great life. If not, you may not. Just basically comes down to you choosing you.
So I want to add to what you said about like unintentionally causing other people pain. We have such a fear of pain, but it can be such a great catalyst for growth. And if someone's upset with you because you won't do things for them that was benefiting them, like this is actually an opportunity for them to step up and start doing the things that were really theirs from all along, like from the beginning. So pain, quote unquote, like we're not telling you to go out and insult everyone and tell them they're horrible and blame all your problems on them. You got to take ownership. Like you got yourself in this situation. As Kristen said, it was subconsciously. Like all of us are operating with these unmet needs, but now that you're waking up and you're getting on this path, you have to take responsibility for what you've allowed. And we're not saying to go intentionally hurt people, and people may be hurt. But in the long run, if they start doing what they were supposed to be doing for themselves all along, like we don't, like you keep saying, we don't change other adult diapers. Unless you're in an assisted living center, obviously. We're not talking about that. We're talking about letting people take care of what is theirs and us taking care of what's ours and staying in our lane and all that. And so sometimes pain sucks and it's unavoidable and it's important for growth. There's no growth without pain, apparently. Apparently not.
It's a great motivator.
Yeah, we all want the growth. We all want to be like the best versions of ourselves, but that really does come from being tried and tested and forced to grow.
Yeah, and when you come up against a brick wall every single time with someone or some situation, and it hurts every single time, and you cannot figure out how to make it better. It's often a good time to look at. You know you want to have boundaries, but you can't seem to like enforce them, or you're in a lot of pain. The pain is the motivator to get the help. And just having boundaries alone and knowing how to have and honor yourself isn't always enough. Sometimes you need to look at your limiting beliefs that are keeping you held in the pattern of pleasing and not being able to say no and not standing up for yourself. And a lot of it has to do with the fear of abandonment and rejection and just other beliefs we were taught as children about staying there, taking one for the team, shut up and, you know, do what you're supposed to do and do everything the way I say, and all the things, all the messages we got as children where we thought we have to do this or else we're a bad human being. And it is wonderful to be able to be helpful and supportive of people and to give. But when you're giving from obligation, like you said earlier, it's not the same as giving from, I'm just giving from a pure heart, from a pure space of when I want to, not every single minute of every single day in order to make you or somebody else happy. That doesn't work. And that's not self-love. That's really self-sabotage.
Well, and I just want to say, obviously, we're not talking about your children.
Yeah.
Because as a mom, you will be giving. It will not be like equal exchange of energy, because you're the mom, you're the adult, you're teaching them to become an adult. And as they grow, their responsibility levels should grow too. But we're not like, well, sorry, child, you've really worn me down and we're going to break up now.
Right. It's different, but you still need to have boundaries with your children. Yeah. and honor yourself. Show them how to do it. And because you will get walked on by your children, they will do that to you.
True.
So, but yeah, I see what you're saying though. It's like, you don't just leave them out, you know, out in the cold because they're, you know, you don't physically cut off contact when your child is being abusive or yelling at you, but you do set down the law and create the consequences for the behavior, obviously. You know, that's a good boundary and honoring yourself too.
I would never judge anyone who had to send their child out of their home who's been physically abusive to them or the other siblings. Like, we're not here to judge anybody. We're just, my point in bringing up the kids was just like, we have responsibilities. If you became a mom, you have responsibilities to your children. And part of that is having boundaries and showing them that boundaries are healthy and good and that they can have them as well.
I definitely hear what you're saying. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that part about the children. That's for sure. Yeah, we don't want people to think that, you know, I didn't sign up for this and I'm going to walk away. I mean, we don't want to certainly abandon our children because, you know, because they're not acting right. They're learning. They're not perfect.
Or because we've finally woken up and realized, wait a minute, I'm doing everything and I'm not making anyone do anything else. And it's like a restaurant and like a hotel instead of a family where everyone has to pitch in. So yeah, if you're waking up to what you've created, like, own it. Don't blame everybody else. I don't know very many kids who would like say, Mom, you do too much. Let me step it up a little more. That is a very rare child. If you have that child, hug them tight right now. Otherwise, just recognize your part. You know, recognize your part and make a chore chart. Do something. But, like, don't just sit around and complain about it. Once you're aware, you can make changes. Uh-huh. That, now you have more power.
Yeah, and it's never too late with children. You can always, you know, go back and start over. They're very resilient. And they do learn the right way. And they really just want us to be strong and happy in ourselves. That's really what they need in order to feel safe and okay. So if you give them some chores, you're not hurting them.
Oh, you're doing them a favor. Yes, you're helping them recognize real life.
Right. I was going to talk about a little bit for a minute about when we don't have boundaries, we will put up with just about anything in order to be loved. Have you noticed that? So what I wanted to do was just like rattle off a few ideas so people have an idea of what weak boundaries look like, if that's okay, Becky. So you feel ongoing anger at yourself or someone else. You apologize frequently. You do things that you really don't want to do. You feel resentful. You go against your personal values, rights, or needs to please others. You let others direct your life and define you. You let others describe your reality, otherwise known as gaslighting. You let people tell you what your thoughts, emotions, and motivations are. You feel responsible for other people's feelings and problems. You don't call them out when they mistreat you. You become overly involved with someone else's problems. And you ignore problems or stay quiet to keep the peace. Those are just a few, but you guys get the idea. There's just a lot of self-sabotage and self-abandonment in that. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy to start honoring yourself. I'm just going to say it brings more peace to your life when you can say no to what doesn't work for you and say yes to what does work for you and what's best for you, even if it doesn't create initial peace in the relationship or situation. So I think that that's a great gift to give ourselves in the coming year, is this gift of honoring ourselves. And, you know, if you need help with sorting out your limiting beliefs or trying to honor yourself in a way that works for you, please find a coach. I'm happy to help with that. I do that every single day. It's my passion to help people change their limiting beliefs and move forward in a happier, more peaceful way in life. So I would be certainly happy to help with that. But at any rate, just trying to find a way to honor ourselves is really, really key to living a happier life.
Kristen, why don't you tell everyone how to find you?
Oh, my new website just launched today.
Woohoo!
Yay! It's called bloomingintoyou.com. And I have some blog articles up and I'm having some more. And I really do focus right now, my focus mainly, I think it will be from now on, is trauma and abuse recovery. And I believe there's a through line from trauma and abuse or childhood wounding to spiritual awakening. And so I do a lot of changing false beliefs and dealing with the inner critic or ego's voice, as well as self-love, as we've been talking about for such a long time on this podcast. And then, you know, helping with guiding people into when they're ready. They're more like a spiritual awakening process. The trauma and abuse often leads to more of a spiritual awakening or more connection to something bigger. And the first way to get there often is through loving yourself. So that's kind of the line I go through with my clients, and I'm very excited about it. It's such a passion for me. So Blooming Into You, please check it out.
Absolutely. Yes. Kristen, I can testify, is a wonderful, wonderful coach. And I'm actually stepping out of what I've been doing with my health and life coaching, and I'm just exploring right now. I've uncovered a little bit of faith-based life coaching that I might step into, and then I'm also going to be going back to school to get a master's in social work and become a grief counselor, marrying that with the coaching, because I think that would just be magical. So,
oh my gosh, so magical.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah. But on that note, we will be ending the podcast. And we just wanted to tell our listeners that it's really been an honor to step into this space with you. We've received good positive feedback, knowing that people are out there listening and benefiting. And in so many countries, that's an exciting part too. We just love what we've been able to do with this podcast and the friendship we've built, the messages we've been able to share. It really has been a special time of growth, I know for me particularly. And I just really think what a great opportunity we've had to lay all this groundwork down for people who are ready to change. There are so many good episodes. We invite you to review them and reach out to us if you have anything else that you want us to talk about, like separately in our different platforms. But we're always available at tryselflovepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, this has been a wonderful opportunity, Becky, and I so appreciate it. It's really been such a gift for me personally, and it's been great just getting to know you better and chatting with you each time we meet and just having these neat conversations. And it's nice to meet people that we connect with and really feel a strong understanding with and mutual respect for and things like that. So thank you so much. And I thank you, listeners, for all the great all the great listening, I guess. That sounds kind of funny. But for
good job. You guys listened real well.
You guys listened it.
I will say that I've wanted to do a podcast for a long time. It's been a dream. And I know that God placed you in my path to be with me on this. And I'm so thankful for your wisdom that you've helped pass along not only to me, but to people across the world. So thank you for doing this with me.
Same to you. Thank you for inviting me to do it with you. It's been a great, great opportunity. I really enjoyed it. Again, thank you so much, everyone. We really, really appreciate you and love you guys. And these podcasts are evergreen. So go ahead and like Becky said, just listen over and over if you need and reach out to us if you have any questions or anything. And we are happy to help you at any point in time.
Never say never. We might come back one day. I'd love to do a follow-up catch-up episode or just something to clue people into what you and I are up to. So
that would be great. And I might at some point just pick it up and do it myself. But I'm thinking right now it would be a little boring for you guys to listen to just me. So I'm not sure about that.
Never. Never.
It's already hard enough for me to hear myself talking.
People are listening saying, do it! But no pressure because you have a lot going on as well.
Yeah,
you have a lot
going on. I do, well. And this is a good transition right now, but I will most likely miss it very soon, so we'll see. But I'll let y'all know if that happens.
I just wanted to say to everyone, keep trying. Self-love is really, it's this long, long continuum, and I feel like I'm barely on it, but keep trying and don't give up because it's a worthwhile pursuit, because the more you love yourself, the more love you have to give to others.
I want to say something about that before we go. Self-love, you know, some of the things we've talked about are like the, it's like reading something and then actually feeling the difference. So what we've talked about is like reading it, you know, reading about boundaries and honoring yourself and blah, blah, blah. The energy of feeling the self-love can come after you shift and transform the things that hold you back from the self-love, like the beliefs and things like that. Then you can feel energetically in your body the connection to your heart again, and that opens up and expands the love that you have for yourself and for others. So this podcast has been really kind of like for you to sort of get on the path of self-love. And then as you learn more and more, you start to change more and more, and then you can start to become what you already are, which is love. So just so you know, if you didn't feel a huge transformation from what we said, that's okay. That's just part of the learning that gets you on the pathway toward what you do next to shift the energy. So just wanted to mention that to everybody. So that's an important thing to think. And coaching, therapy, meditation, things like that can all help. So always going to put a plug in for coaching, simply because I have been coached a lot by Becky and other wonderful coaches. And I'm telling you right now, it has helped change my life. And that's why I so deeply believe in it. And I love doing it because I know how much it helps my clients. So I'm not plugging it to be like, oh, me, go me. I'm just saying, honestly, do yourselves the favor of investing in yourself for in doing coaching or something that helps you transform and truly shift your energy. That will really be key in your life, I believe. So, okay, this is a long goodbye. I don't want to stop.
This is a see you later.
This is a see you later.
See you later, everybody.
Take care. See you later. Yes.
Okay. Adios. Adios.